Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and it is now time for Morning with Jesus. So get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of beautiful messages we are going to get today. And DC Love and I will start as we always do by introducing ourselves. So DC, you're up. Tell them all about you.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, a radio show host, as you know, and I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I really do feel that it is a divine connection. Joan has left the door open, and others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And who am I? I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, an author, a teacher, a healer, and I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with. And a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and you'll find Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around this website. It has lots of information that I've benefited from over the years and that I've put there to share with you. So you may just find what you're looking for. And now we will hear what the amazing messages are that we are going to get for today. So DC, what do you have for us?
Okay, Barbara, the first thing I have is a small little prayer, and it was written by Miss Linda Avalos, and it's a daily prayer to all beings of light. I call on the white light of the Holy Spirit, the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the Angels, and Elementals to guide me this day. Open my eyes to the truth of who I am and the beauty of the universe, God, Goddess has created. Remind me on this day to be loving to both myself and others. I place my family, friends, and loved ones on your altar and give thanks for all that I have now. Thank you for my answered prayers as I begin to acknowledge them, as I let go of all the false beliefs, fears, and worries. My concerns I give to you, and I pray that from this day forth, I am open to receiving healing and love. And so it is. Amen. Now, when I got up this morning, Barbara, the first message that I got was from Jesus, and it was, ask me into your heart, and I will be there with you through eternity. So with that being said, we're going to do a little meditation with Jesus. Listen closely to the whispers of your heart, and you will hear Jesus. What is it that your soul is feeling? Silence the noise. Are you hearing what your heart has to say? Can you hear Jesus' voice? He's waiting for you to invite him into your day. Allow the peace of his voice to guide you. When you are stressed or struggling or filled with fear, it's almost impossible to hear his voice. Only when you allow his presence to be of comfort can you enter into the place of your mind where you will hear him clearly. It is now time to relax, restore, and hear the voice of love as you connect with the divine consciousness within. Close your eyes and forget about the world around you. Concentrate on your breathing. Inhale slowly in through your nose and out through your mouth. You are connected with unlimited possibilities, making conscious contact with your higher power. You invite Jesus in. He has been patiently waiting for you. He loves you. And he asks that you make the intention to remember who you truly are. Allow yourself to enter into this loving space of peace and joy. Make an intention now to find out what your purpose is during this lifetime. Remember now who you truly are as you connect with your soul. Allow yourself to be filled with Jesus, which is love and light, as it permeates every fiber of your being. Become one with this beautiful energy as you now awaken, remembering your true essence. As you resonate with this illuminating energy, your path is revealed. Feel the deep sense of power and love that you are resonating with as you make your journey back to your true self. Jesus is by your side, and he is guiding you along the way, helping you to awaken, renew, and become invigorated in the knowledge you receive. You are ready to fulfill your life's mission. You and Jesus are one. You have the knowledge you need to go forward on your soul mission. You thank Jesus for this enlightening experience. But it is now time to return to the present as you take with you his infinite love and wisdom that will be used with you to help yourself and all of humanity. You now have the confidence to continue on your soul path and to fulfill your divine life mission. Jesus turns to you and he holds you in his heavenly embrace, letting you know that he will accompany you as you fulfill your destiny. I am within you. You and I are one. Let us move forward together. As you listen to your heart, you will always feel my guidance. All is well. You are exactly where you need to be. Connect with me soon. I will be here waiting for you. When you are done, say goodbye to Jesus and slowly open your eyes. Remember the beautiful connection that you had today and all of the love and joy that you have felt, and share it with all you meet. And be confident in the knowledge that you are right where you are supposed to be, and go confidently forward toward the life of your dreams. Okay, Barbara, are you back with me?
Yes.
Okay. The next message that I have is from the angels, and they're letting everyone know that anything is possible if you believe. The best adventure you can pursue is to live the life of your dreams. Listen to your heart. Acknowledge what you are feeling. You are here to do what you love. Life is a journey. Every day, you are one step closer to your destination. So why not enjoy the ride? Road closures sometimes make driving hazardous or impossible. Call upon the angels to guide you to a road that leads you to a better life. And never worry, your angels are always ready to assist you. They offer insight, guidance, and protection. Angels come in all shapes and sizes, and they are always among us. They're sent from above, and they show up at just the right time. And never doubt what you see or hear. When you least expect it, an angel may appear and help you when you need it most. Would you recognize an angel? They don't have beautiful wings, but they're always guiding us with love and light. Why not take that leap of faith? Your team of angels will help you to connect with your higher power. Invite them along for the ride, and watch as signs of opportunity appear. Their GPS will clearly guide you to follow your passion, leading you to a more fulfilling life. While looking for signs that I'm divinely guided, I once saw you don't have to know an angel to be an angel. Just open the door to your heart and live every moment to its fullest with your angels by your side. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC. Okay, let's see what Jesus wants to say to all of us right now. Good morning, my beloveds. It truly is a good morning. So many of you are coming into your truth, into your power. You can feel it. You can see it. And sometimes you can run away from it. And we understand this. This is something that is new to you, although it is older than all time. But it may seem new to you. You have permission to do what you need to do to adjust to this, to allow yourself to explore it, to get to know it, to get to know yourself, to truly see who you are. You have often heard that you are created in the image of the Creator. And that simply means that you are a creator. You create. It is what each of you do. You do it whether or not you realize that you do it. You create everything that you experience. You create your thoughts, your beliefs, your emotions. You create. And as you are learning to accept that you have this power, you get to experience all of the mystery and all of the majesty of life. You create. What would your life be like if you totally accepted that? That you are a creator. How would your life change? What would you consciously create? We ask you these questions so that you will actually start thinking along these lines. So that you will actually be open to creating, to accepting your power, to accepting yourself, to accepting your life. Now is the time for each and every one of you to start being who you truly are. Not who anyone told you you were, not who you believe anyone wants you to be, but who you truly are. You are a creator. You are a creator. You are not some helpless little being who is sitting there waiting for God to come along and fix your life and create the things that you desire. You are a creator. And the Creator works with you to create. That's what you do together. That's what you were meant to do together. Why you are here. Do not deny yourself. Do not deny your power. Do not deny your destiny. You are a creator. So now you get to decide what it is you want to create. And then ask us and we will guide you in each little step that you need to take to make your creation come true. That is how we work together. That is how it is meant to be. You are a creator. Accept your power. You are creating your life, your world, in every moment, Creator. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Beautiful, 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 Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. And so now we come to the part of the show where we will accept questions from people who are in the calling queue and people who are in the chat room who have logged in.
you are in the chat room, you can just type your question. And if you are in the queue of callers, don't forget you need to press the number 1 to put that little symbol on my switchboard so that we can call on you. Otherwise, we'll just leave you alone. So we will go to our first caller now. And this caller is from area code 410. Hi, who's this?
Good morning, it's Kathy. How are you?
Great, Kathy. How are you?
Hi.
So what do you want to know today, Kathy?
Well, I was planning on retiring like in the next year or two, but I don't think I can wait. I'm just like so stressed out and, you know, I don't get enough sleep. So I wanted to know about that. And also I signed up for Dorian Virtue's Angel class online, and I wanted to know about that also.
Okay. DC, what are you getting for Kathy?
Okay. Hi, Kathy. It's DC again. What I have right now is the Angel of Faith is coming in with you right now, okay?
I'm sorry, what angel?
The Angel of Faith.
Okay.
Because she sort of feels like your faith is like slipping away a little bit there. So she's here to, you know, to be with you. And she wants you to have faith to take action, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She's asking you, Kathy, beloved one, you know, you've just got to confront your fears and you've got to take action. You've got to be able to move forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And know that your Creator has, you know, created you in His image, okay? So there's really nothing to fear. Okay, and Jesus is coming in, and he's saying, you know, Kathy, my beloved one, are you going to be in a place of fear or in a place of love? Where are you now, beloved? And where, you know, where are you coming from? And just know he's saying that nothing, Kathy, happens by accident, okay? There's no such thing as coincidence, okay? And
mm-hmm.
he's asking you to see the magnificence within you, okay? So
mm-hmm.
he's showing me that you are... have a fear, actually, of becoming magnificent. And at times, you know, you've given away your power, okay? And he wants you to just really, you know, connect with that beautiful power within and really see how beautiful and how magnificent you can be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So he's asking you, you know, to walk in awareness, okay? And the angels are going to be with you, and they're going to send you... you know, little signs to help you to take action daily, okay, and really to make everything that you've asked for become a reality, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as you, you know, as you start to, you know, take back your power and you act, you know, you act powerfully, and you're going to see how, you know, the light within you, it just gets brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just like the Angel of Faith is still standing with you, and she's saying, Kathy, you know, with herself by your side and all the other, you know, divine beings, nothing is impossible, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's available to you, it's available to myself, it's available to everyone, okay? And all you need to do is just have faith, you know, and then go into the right direction, okay? So she's asking, Kathy, are you spending your time, you know, focusing? Are you spending most of your time worrying? And you're not taking action, okay? And, Kathy, do you have faith in your ability to create the life that you so desire?
I do.
Okay. Because I got at the beginning, like, there was, like, a, just, like, a little bit of, you know, a little bit of hesitancy there, okay?
Well, yeah, there is. Sometimes I go back and forth, you know, so.
Right. Okay. Well, you just call upon the angels, and, like I said, they're going to be there with you, and they're going to, you know, they're going to help you with all of this, okay? And, you know, no matter what your question is, Kathy, the answer is always love, okay? No matter, you know, the issue or the circumstance, okay? Just, you know, feel totally safe and protected in the universe. You're surrounded by this beautiful power of love, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
the first question you asked about your job was if it was going to end. What were you saying? Could you repeat the question?
Oh, I said I was planning on working another year or two, but I don't think I can do it.
Okay, well, I'm getting trust your intuition, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just forward and you're going to, you know, achieve what you want to achieve. But you've got to be more grounded, and I'm showing that sometimes your emotions get the best of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're saying everything that you've envisioned, Kathy, and desired, you know, can become a possible reality for you. But you've got to stay grounded, and you've got to trust your intuition. And the angels were so very happy to hear about the Doreen virtual class.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Kathy. God bless, and thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy, here is your message from Jesus. Beloved one, you have worked long and hard in your life, always trying to do what is best, always being there for others. And it is time for you to focus on you, to do what is best for you, to be there for you. This will actually take you to a higher level of living where you will be of more service to others. We know that this doesn't necessarily make logical sense because your logic says that in order to be of more service to others, you have to go out and work more with others. But the truth is, it is the acceptance of yourself, the love of yourself, treating yourself with respect, honoring your own self that opens you up to being of more service to others. It gives you the energy to share. So you are coming into that part of your life where you are focusing on you. And that is a beautiful time in your existence. We want you to remember that you are powerful, more powerful than you ever believed yourself to be. And you will learn so many things. But we want you to always, always remember who you are, why you are here, and to take the knowledge that you gain and apply it to being you. You are the only you there is. You are unique and you are meant to be. Do not work hard to be like someone else. You're not meant to be. You have unique talents. You have unique gifts. You have unique experiences to create your unique life. So release any belief that you are going to be like whomever it is that comes into your mind. And create the belief that you are going to be like Kathy. There is no greater being that you can be. That is you. That is you. That is you. And you are wonderful. So look at what it is you really want to do with your life from now on. What is it that you are creating? And then take the steps necessary to create what you envision. And if that means you retire early, that's absolutely fine. We would never require that you continue to work when it's not what you want to do, when it's not who you are being. Take the steps to create you. And learning about angels is something we encourage everyone to do. But remember, you are equal. You are equal to every angel you learn about. You are equal to every being who has ever existed. There is no one better than you. There is no one worse than you. You are equal. And you are powerful. And you are creator. And this is your life. It is yours to create. So just be the very best you that you can possibly be. And create a life filled with love and joy and success and prosperity and all of the beautiful things that the Creator wishes for you. Because you deserve it. You are loved. We are with you. Use the support that we offer. Ask, and it shall be given. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Thank you. That's a beautiful message, and thank you to DC also.
Well, you are welcome, and we are so glad that you called in and asked.
Thank you. Have a blessed day.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And any of the other callers that are in the queue, if you have a question, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol comes up. Okay, DC, on Tuesday we had question after question after question. We went for 2 hours on Tuesday. You realize that, right?
Yes. Yes. It was beautiful.
Oh, so today apparently we're going to be short because...
we did our job. Oh, I guess.
Yeah, everybody called Tuesday and nobody called Thursday.
Oh, my goodness.
That is so funny. But that's part of the cycle of life. And, you know, we have these expectations of how everything is going to work and it's going to look like this. And that's very seldom the way things actually work out. And we are learning to accept things as they are and to know that it's okay. There's nothing wrong. Everything's absolutely fine. I feel great, so.
I really do, and it's a rainy day outside, but it's shining on the inside. The sun is shining. I feel beautiful.
Well, good. Wonderful. All right, so let's check in and see if there's anything else they want to share.
I do have one more little message, Barbara. I have the Angel of Dreams coming in for everyone. And asking us really, you know, never, you know, lose sight of our dreams. The way that, you know, food feeds our body, the dreams feed our soul, okay? We're here to really keep dreaming, you know? And our purpose is to recreate heaven on earth, you know? And we're here to follow our dreams. And the Angel of Dreams is asking each of us to really, you know, connect with our imagination, get in touch, you know, with our dreams, go deep within our heart and take that journey inward. And what is it that, you know, brings you joy, you know? Connect with the joy within and, you know, observe and see what your passion is and then start creating and give yourself permission really to follow your dreams, because by denying your dreams, my goodness, you know, you're not going, you know, your life is not going to be, it's not going to be the happiness that you could totally have, okay? So the Angel of Dreams is asking each one of us, you know, choose, you know, to really believe that we have the right to pursue our dreams, okay? So there's no need to fear, you know, have any fear or any guilt. And we've got to realize that, you know, our choice is in our own hands. Okay, so we should never give that to someone else to decide. Okay, so if you're having a little bit of issues with, you know, like connecting and going within and following your dreams, ask the Angels of Dreams to come in and connect with you, and she's going to bring comfort, she's going to bring support, and she's going to help you grow and really to pursue those dreams. Okay, and just know that you are deserving of your dreams to be fulfilled. Okay, and this angel comes in each night, and while we're sleeping, she blesses us with dreams in the most amazing ways. So when we awake, we have, you know, that ability to connect, you know, and really start to connect and, you know, get in touch with our dreams, okay? And if you have any trouble, this angel is going to help us, you know, to even to sort out dreams, because sometimes we're dreaming something and we don't know, you know, how does this, you know, correlate with what I'm going through or what I want to be, okay? So it's really important to really, like I said, pay attention to your dreams because they are so, so very important. Okay? So dare to dream and don't have any limitations, you were saying, Barbara. Dare to dream. Don't have any limitations. And really create the life that you deserve. And Barbara, Ginger has one little message for you.
Okay.
She said you introduced yourself as Barbara Reynolds, and she said, what happened to the grace? She's saying it should have been Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. you left the most amazing, beautiful part out because you are totally amazing and beautiful.
Thank you.
So that's the messages that I have in Ginger. Yes.
Okay. And the message that I'm getting is kind of tied in with what you were saying. One of the things that people do is they talk about what they want in their lives. And Jesus is asking that you change that terminology. And there are people who say that if you say you want something, then you're never going to get it because wanting is something that says you don't have it. So he wants you to change that terminology and say, I am creating. And then list whatever it is that you have been wanting, to take it out of the energy of wanting and put it into the energy of creation so that you are making it happen. And that sounds like such a simple little change, but it has a profound energy to it. And so I encourage everyone to start making that change. You know, instead of making a list of the top 10 things you want in your life, make a list of the top 10 things that you are creating in your life. Because when you are creating, you are in your power. You are being who you are truly created to be. Because the image that you were created in is the image of the Creator. And creating is you. So accept that and let go of want and start creating. Okay, that is it as far as what I am guided to share. So we will be back next Tuesday and Get the Answers to Life's Questions show is tomorrow. And DC, I put down that you were going to be part of that show, but I forgot to ask you if you wanted to be.
What I always want to be, Barbara. I think that it'll work for me tomorrow, so I think it'll be fine.
Okay, great. Well, I know you didn't get to do it last week, so that's why I was guided to put you down for this week, so that you actually get the opportunity to be in that energy, and everybody gets to share in that energy.
Oh, I love being on the show, Barbara. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we will talk to you next Tuesday. So get out there and create your life. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.